And that's it. I did warn you that no matter where we went tonight, we were never really leaving Springfield. Man alive, if the Simpsons were on continually, I don't think I'd ever leave my front room. With that in mind, though, the ghost of Simpsons Yet to Come tells me that on the horizon, there are episodes in which Homer joins a religious cult, where Bart and his classmates become shipwrecked, an outing featuring a guest shot from U2, and almost incredibly, we'll see Lisa celebrate her 9th birthday at last. Time passing in Springfield, I don't know if I approve. Now, I began the first of these special evenings by describing The Simpsons as being as good as television gets in the late part of the 20th century. I put them up there with such cultural flags as Laurel and Hardy, Monty Python, and The Beatles. And if you came to The Simpsons through either of these mini-festivals, I hope you saw an inkling of why I reached for such high-flying praise. The good news is there are almost 200 more shows for you to discover, with more being made all the time. In fact, right here at the end, maybe I've stumbled across the reason the travellings of Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa and Maggie have been so relatively limited. I mean, why should they go and see the world when for 10 years now the world has been falling over itself to come and see them? Merry Christmas, Springfield, and good night.